Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
The Anvil City Science Academy is a middle school in Nome whose whole student body was recently involved in a fun and meaningful oral history project. Together with a pair of visiting artists, the students interviewed community members about Nome and their individual lives and experiences there. When all was said and done, these stories, called Nome Stories, were shared with everyone everywhere on the internet.
You still have Indigenous people here. We know we belong when we look at the ocean.
You're hearing part of one of the final pieces here. This one's of Mary Miller. Maggie Miller, Mary's granddaughter, was one of the students who did the interview. Maggie says talking to her grandmother this way helped her learn some new things.
It kind of made me imagine how it would be if you, like, took a time travel back.
Younger students conducted the interviews while older students gathered photographs and performed the technical tasks of editing sound and video. In the end, Anvil City Science Academy students featured a dozen of their Nome neighbors on the website, gnomestories.com. Here's 8th grader Sierra Tucker.
I did learn a lot, and it was nice to, like, get out in the community because I didn't know what made Nome so special other than the Iditarod. But there's, like, their local dog mushers and artists in the painting with pottery and abstract painting and all this stuff. It was really cool to actually see it and take pictures and then learn how to edit our pictures and see how well it all just turned out in the end.
I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.